WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Here's Phil Nee with all conference baseball selections.
The Southwest Wisconsin Conference all-conference baseball selections have been made. This year, Platteville was the conference champion with three losses, 7-3. Dodgeville and Prairie du Chien both went 6-4. River Valley was 5-5. Richland Center, 4-6. And Lancaster, 2-8. First team players include Nathan Johnson as a pitcher. He's a sophomore from Dodgeville. Daniel Yonke, a senior from River Valley. Second team members as pitchers include junior Trent Mum of Platteville and Logan Kisso, a senior with Prairie du Chien. Honorable mention, Kobe Lull from Lancaster, who's a senior, and Thomas Honer, a senior from Richland Center. First-team All-Conference catcher Bryce Lenzendorf, a junior from Prairie du Chien. Jacob McDonnell, a junior from Richland Center, was second team. And the honorable mention players, Benjamin Hawkinson of Dodgeville, a senior. Lancaster junior Nolan Wolf. And Abbott Milanowski, a junior from River Valley. The infield first-team members, Dodgeville's Riley Berg, a senior. Riley Donahoe, a senior of Platteville. And junior Lucas Ludlam. Hunter Jones, a senior with Prairie du Chien, rounds out the first-team infield. Second-team members, Luke Latterell, a senior from Dodgeville, Lance Ryder from Lancaster, a senior, Prairie du Chien senior Noah Pedretti, and Chase Gilbertson, a junior with River Valley. Honorable mention, Richland Center junior Wes Bosworth. And the all-conference outfield, first-team Noah Pitts from Dodgeville, Lancaster's Logan Wolf, and Devin Edge of Platteville. They're all seniors. Second-team members, all juniors, Jonah Vorwald, Platteville, Prairie du Chien's Brady Lenzendorf, and Richland Center's Ethan Haiti. Honorable mention, Platteville sophomore Carson Opnorth. And the utility player, first-team members, Dodgeville's Aiden Murphy and Richland Center's Lane Miller, both seniors. Second-team members, Shea Lucky, a junior with Lancaster, and Garrison Tashner, a senior with Platteville. Honorable mention, utility player, Jesse Key, a junior from Platteville. This year's Southwest Wisconsin Conference Player of the Year, Lane Miller of Richland Center. And Randy Knight of Platteville was recognized as the coach of the year. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thanks, Phil. Also, speaking of high school baseball, the WIAA State High School Baseball Tournament is going on right now. Actually, it started yesterday, the tournament did, and that's being held at Fox City Stadium in Grand Chute. And in today's action, it was Division IV semifinal action, and the winners of those contests, in the first game, it was Solon Springs Northwood defeating Johnson's Creek by a score of 7-0, and it was Oliva Strum over Pacelli by a score of 3-2. The championship game will be played on Thursday at 9 a.m., and that'll feature Solon Springs Northwood going up against Oliva Strum. In Division III action, Kenosha St. Joseph defeated Bonduelle by a score of 3-1, and they will take on the winner on Thursday of the Aquinas and Cumberland game, and that game is going on right now, and it's actually in the second inning, and Aquinas is leading Cumberland by a score of 3-0. Church League softball action is going on today, and that is going to be going on at the, first of all, at the East Diamond. It will be the Mission versus Free Methodist, and Boscobel Assembly of God will umpire. That game will go on at 7. At 8:15, it will be Boscobel Assembly of God versus Church of the Nazarene, and St. Mary's will umpire that game. At the West Diamond at 7, it's Richland Baptist Temple 1 taking on Bethel Lutheran. Richland Baptist Temple 2 will be umpiring that game, and at 8:15, it will be St. Mary's versus Richland Baptist Temple 2. Bethel Lutheran will be umpiring that contest. And the Milwaukee Brewers got home runs from Willie Adames and Jackson Churio in yesterday's win over the Toronto Blue Jays by a score of 3-1. Just as important, there were seven outstanding innings by starter and winner Cullen Ray. He allowed just three hits and no walks while earning his fifth victory. Trevor McGill claimed his 10th save, and Adames drove in two runs. Rookie Carlos Rodriguez is scheduled to start tonight's game, and that game will be played at AmFam Field. And the first pitch for that contest will be at 7:10, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 6:35. Jordan Love says he's optimistic that he and the Green Bay Packers can agree on a long-term deal before the start of training camp next month. Love signed a one-year extension last May that included $13.5 million in guaranteed money with another $9 million in incentives. Love has been eligible to sign a new extension since May 3rd, the one-year anniversary of the most recent deal. Love boosted his stock as a first-year starter last season by completing 64.2% of his passes for 4,159 yards with 32 touchdowns and 11 interceptions while helping the Packers advance to the NFC divisional playoffs. And the Packers have announced that this year's annual Family Night event will be held Saturday, August 3rd. Tickets became available on, or they will become available, I should say, on June 26th. Plans for the evening include the team taking the field to warm up at 7 p.m., then practice starting at 7:30. A fireworks presentation will follow the practice. This is the 23rd season for the Family Night. A week later, the Packers will travel to Cleveland to play the Browns in NFL preseason opener, which will be on August 10th.